Thank you for joining this SeniorLivingGuide.com's podcast episode, Surviving the Holidays. I am Darlene Mahoney with SeniorLivingGuide.com. We are your one-stop online resource helping to take the stress out of searching for your next home or community. Whether you're interested in independent living or need to consider some assisted living, skilled memory care, or even if you're looking for a great home health company, we help seniors and their caregivers find these solutions all in one easy-to-navigate spot so you can compare, shop, and find what's best for you. I am super excited because today our guests are Dr. Pam Trinetti and Janet Rooks. Dr. Trinetti is an osteopathic physician who specializes in geriatrics. Janet Rooks is a social worker and a dementia care specialist. They work together at the Parish Senior Consultation Center, where they focus on the care of patients with dementia. Dr. Trinetti is the Director of Aging Services at Parish, and Janet Rooks coordinates Parish Senior Solutions, which provides education, resources, and support for seniors and their caregivers. I'm super excited to have you in the studio today, ladies, and we're going to talk about something very seasonal, something that most of us really enjoy, some of us not always, but we're going to talk about the holidays and how different they are for seniors and different that they may be this particular holiday season in 2020.
Absolutely. You know, caregiver stresses throughout the year, and then when the holidays come around, it just gets amplified because of all the expectations we put on ourselves. And now this is pandemic time. How are we going to get through these? And that's what we're going to do, is try to help you.
Yeah, this is an awesome topic.
Yeah, and we're going to survive them this year. You know, we've been surviving the COVID. We've been surviving changes in our work. We've been surviving everything. So we're going to survive the holidays this year.
Absolutely.
And we're going to give you some tips and some tidbits on how to do that.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what are some of the changes this year that are going to be a little bit different?
Mm-hmm. Well, and first we have to say that if you think about it, every holiday is different. Mm-hmm. When you had a newborn, that's different than when the kids are in school. Then the kids are away at college, or if somebody is away deployed or at a job. Mm-hmm. Each holiday is different, but somehow we've wrapped them into one package and believe this is what Christmas is. This is what New Year's is. This is what Thanksgiving is. And we have to be open to say things can change, but it's still that holiday.
Yeah. We all have like visual expectations of maybe Christmas's past or what, you know, what we've seen on a Hallmark movie. I think that's very influential to a lot of folks. And then, you know, really what you want to make like the perfect Christmas for your mom who might be aging. So you might think, oh, maybe this is my last Christmas or something like that. So you really want to make it the best Christmas ever. And that may not actually be.
Yeah, the pressure and the guilt, Janet.
Oh, yeah. And you can't capture that those past holiday experiences where the entire family got together and you had all the children at the little table and what you would give to go back to that little table again and giggle and have the dessert and this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But getting together, it may be on Zoom. It may be on FaceTime. It may be on the telephone. Mm-hmm. And those holiday meals are going to be different. But that's okay. You know, Thanksgiving's one day.
Right.
Christmas is one day. But it's, you know, it's all about the season. It's all about connecting, and the connection may be a little bit different.
Right. It's creating new memories.
It's
too.
Creating new memories. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and having those memories of past holidays, pull out photos. Mm-hmm. Pull out photos of past Christmases, past holiday experiences, and don't, you know, don't let it rob you of what you're going through right now. You know, family members may be living out of state. They're not going to be able to travel down here. Or they may not want to travel to where to get together. You know, family members may want to stay where they are, but that's okay too. The big groups of getting together in the community, they are not going to be able to do that either for fear of the pandemic, fear of whatever that fear may be. And that's okay as well.
And then there's economic things that have gone on that, you know, you won't be able to provide the latest, greatest, newest, most expensive toy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, one thing you said to me, you talked about guilt. So I think some people do some of these things to alleviate maybe guilt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So explain to me what you said about guilt. I love what you said, and I keep it with me.
Well, guilt is a gift you give yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No one can make you feel guilty.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to do what we want to do for the, you know, for someone.
Mm-hmm.
But no one can make you feel guilty except yourself.
Yeah.
We own our own guilt.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like, I want to do for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I say, well, I have my expectations of what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't make me feel guilty.
Right.
I can feel
mm-hmm.
guilty myself.
Mm-hmm.
But guilt is a gift you
mm-hmm.
give yourself.
Yeah.
I actually have a plaque in my office that says mm-hmm. guilt is a gift you
mm-hmm.
give yourself. Because
yeah.
that's what I tell my caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something I hear all the time, mm-hmm. day in and day out. I feel so guilty because
mm-hmm.
I did. And you can fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all say it.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel so guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
I feel guilty because I ate that yeah. piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
I feel guilty because I did this. And I often tell people, you go out to eat or you do that. Eat a bite of your dessert first.
Mm-hmm.
You may be too full when the meal's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
but guilt is a gift you give
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
And Darlene, you brought up a great point. This may be mom or dad's last Christmas, so it
mm-hmm.
has to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I put mom or dad in an assisted living, mm-hmm. and I feel so bad about that. So now I have to make that perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going to change, especially if they are in assisted living. What we usually say is, if you have someone who has dementia, and now you want them to come to the house for the big party and the all the decorations, they get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
That it's better to take a little Christmas to them
mm-hmm.
than to have them mm-hmm. inundated where the whole living room looks different and the kitchen looks
mm-hmm.
different and you can't spend the one-on-one time because you're doing something else.
Right.
Because you want to bake the perfect cookies and put the decorations up.
Mm-hmm.
So focused, mm-hmm. small, low-key, meaningful.
Keeping it simple.
But keep in mind, check with the facility on their.
Well, I'm thinking at home, but
oh,
you're
at
right.
Home. Yeah.
At the facility, yeah, mm-hmm. that's a whole nother world now because of the rules.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But at home, you may want to bring them home the day ahead of time
mm-hmm.
and have your little quiet holiday
mm-hmm.
meal.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be, you know, a brunch. It may mm-hmm. be you have a light lunch. And watch one of those Hallmark movies you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be surprised if they nap through it, and you do too.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, I want to go home.
Mm-hmm. Or even like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like a nostalgic child's movie,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mine's Frosty the Snowman. I love Frosty.
I do too. Yes.
You know, but, you know, and you pull out the photo album
mm-hmm.
of when the kids were little,
mm-hmm.
and you reminisce about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, and, you know, now with the COVID, unfortunately, they may not be able to leave the facility to come home.
Mm-hmm.
So that might not be an option.
Right.
But then again, it may. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I truly believe after losing both of my parents and
mm-hmm.
looking back, time is the best gift you can give someone.
Mm-hmm.
It really, truly is. I mean, you can, whatever gift, no matter how big, no matter how small, time is always the best gift that you can ever give someone. And I think that seniors, that's really, truly what they want. They don't want something necessarily wrapped in a bow.
You haven't talked to my mother.
She's
like, you're a doctor. I'm a doctor's mother. I deserve
yeah.
a nice present.
You deserve a nice present, yes. Well, clearly you want to have something for them to open. But I think in retrospect, when you start looking back, you really do want to spend time. It's just so important with folks, with your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
It really, truly is.
Yeah, and it is. But in the assisted livings, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's where we're seeing such a difference
mm-hmm.
where it can't be the families all coming to the
right.
room and putting up all the decorations. You're going to have to work with
mm-hmm.
the assisted living and say, what are you guys doing? How can
right.
I contribute?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, maybe I can't bring homemade cookies, but I can send in something that comes from a bakery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In years past, they have a private dining room
mm-hmm.
and family members would come in and have a holiday meal with
yeah.
their loved one. I don't think they're going to be able to do that this year.
Right. My guess is, just from my experience, that talking to some of these communities, they're doing some social distancing, and it might be outside, which
mm-hmm.
is something
mm-hmm.
that's doable in
Florida.
States like
mm-hmm.
Florida,
yeah.
Where they can maybe go out in the garden and they have that 6 feet and, you know, everyone's,
mm-hmm.
you know, still masked and things like that. And hopefully some of these other communities have you know, in more northern states, mm-hmm. have a plan in place to have something where these folks can still have some mm-hmm. kind of face-to-face interaction with their families. There's so many different options with partitions and different things like that I think are making it more and more safe. So hopefully they're utilizing some of those things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, talking about long-term care, so that's definitely a whole different ballgame even mm-hmm. outside of assisted living. So what are your thoughts on that, you know, trying to celebrate the holidays, you know, even Thanksgiving, Christmas with a loved one that might be in a long-term care facility?
Keep it simple. Mm-hmm. You know, don't, you know, they're not going to be able to bring in lights because of the fire codes.
Right.
But a little bitty Christmas tree, just something, you know, check mm-hmm. with the facility to make sure that what you can bring, but just keep it simple. Mm-hmm. I'd like to share a little story. When a few years ago, it's been a long time now, but I moved. Mm-hmm. My son and I moved, and it was around November, and everything was packed. I mean, I unpacked the basics of what I need to do. My dad came down to visit, and my son and I literally took a piece of poster board and made a Christmas tree, mm-hmm. and we taped it to the light switch. I mean, he colored it, made Christmas ornaments and a star.
Yeah.
My dad walked in, looked at it, and said, "That's the most pitiful thing I've ever seen." And he teared up, he cried. We had our Christmas packages underneath that cardboard or that poster board Christmas tree that mm-hmm. was taped to a light switch. It was one of our most memorable Christmases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I kept it for years until it got so frayed that we had to mm-hmm. throw it away. But it was a memorable Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, make a memorable Christmas.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a whole lot of stuff, you know, that you do in your home. But also in the facility, keep it simple. Keep it, mm-hmm. you know, kiss. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep it short and simple.
Keep it short and simple.
Yeah.
Keep it short and simple.
Yeah.
K-I-S-S.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. In the facility, but check with the facility about what you can do. If you're not able to go in and visit, mm-hmm. then you can leave it at the front and ask mm-hmm. them to take it to your loved one. Mm-hmm. Just a little bitty short decorated tree that's got, you know, some decorations mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah.
So that you can bring a little bit of Christmas holiday mm-hmm. spirit yeah. in there mm-hmm. to brighten up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it will make a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
A symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A symbol. And it can be an imperfect, perfect Christmas mm-hmm. because that's the one you're going to remember.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
You know, the Thanksgiving where somebody dropped the turkey is a Thanksgiving that everybody
exactly.
remembers and cherishes because it's a family story.
Exactly. Some of my more simple Christmases where everything wasn't so outrageous, I think, are some of my very favorite Christmas memories mm-hmm. were the ones that I was highly stressed and trying to do so much and trying to make it perfect. Mm-hmm. And I just remember feeling so stressed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's my memory of it is, you know, some of the good stuff. But honestly, some of it was just like the anxiety and the stress of trying to just, you know, have every present like overly wrapped with mm-hmm. perfect bows. But I had seen all these amazing things in magazines mm-hmm. and, you know, I had picked up these things and I thought, this is the Christmas that I'm just going to knock it out of the park. And it was maybe knocked out of the park for my family. But I just remember going, oh, my gosh, as soon as this is over, I'm going to die. So it really is. It's really not worth it. And because I don't have a lot of memories of it other than the fact that, oh, my gosh, I'm just going to mm-hmm. die after this. When I did keep it simple, I just have these amazing memories with my children and my family and mm-hmm. my parents. And it is super important, I think, to just kind of mm-hmm. scale it back a little bit.
And, you know, for seniors that don't know what to do, pull mm-hmm. out old photos,
yeah.
mm-hmm. make a photo album for your loved ones,
yeah.
you know, for your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Share photos of yourself when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
They will thoroughly enjoy those.
Yeah.
You know, and put a caption under it of mm-hmm. Who's who?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they will laugh. Mm-hmm. They will enjoy those photos mm-hmm. and send them to them. That will be something they will treasure.
Yeah.
You know, that mm-hmm. gift card is wonderful,
mm-hmm.
but those photos will be something yeah. they will treasure mm-hmm. forever.
Yeah.
You know, there's memory yeah. books that you can, you know, send that off mm-hmm. and have a memory book made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of just really neat things mm-hmm. that you can share with your family.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the meals. Yeah, the meal where you forgot to pull out the cranberry sauce or the mashed potatoes mm-hmm. or the gravy got left in mm-hmm. the microwave to warm up, you know. It's there. You know, mm-hmm. those mm-hmm. are the things, oh my goodness, I hope I don't do that again.
Right.
But, you know, and you know, the meals where everybody's coming together, where you, because we're here in Florida, our families are all over everywhere. And what I have seen in the past is where you have a lot of seniors joining together to have a meal. I don't think we're going to see that this year.
Agreed.
The clubhouses in the condos, the community homes in the retirement areas to where that seniors live in a community, you know, they bought potluck. They all had got together and had their meals. I don't think we're going to see that this year. So we're going to have seniors, you know, eating alone. But there's, you know, you can order from takeout, bring it, have it delivered, and you can still capture the holiday.
Well, and that'll bring the holiday, too. If you kind of look around and say, which one of my neighbors maybe needs a little something, and I can reach out and make their holiday better. What about the staff at the assisted living or the nursing home? How can I help them? Again, you work through the administration or the activities director. Say, look, are you having a little party for your staff? Could I contribute to that somehow and be acknowledged? This is Mary Smith's daughter who brought this or contributed that.
No, I think that's a fabulous idea. I think, you know, you do have so many seniors that are, you know, aging in place. They're at home. And finding out who those folks are so that you can deliver something, not necessarily in person, but deliver something to their door that will just give them that little
pick me up.
I don't want to say, you know, that holiday spirit that they know that there's, you know, someone that does love and appreciate them and is sharing something, you know, that they've either made or picked up for them. That's nice. I that's a great idea. So it's very, to me, I'm all of a sudden just so inspired. I'm like, God, I'm just going to go find some seniors right now.
Oh,
so.
Boy, then do we have something for you.
Okay.
And it's called Senior Santa.
Okay.
And Janet's very active in this, but it's basically like a giving tree. For seniors who are in assisted living, long-term care facilities, who don't have anyone, who otherwise would have no presents.
Okay.
And instead of, you know, a little child that you're giving for, you you get the little Santa off the tree. They've written down what they want. Three or four things. You buy them, you drop them off, and it gets delivered through Janet.
Through Triad.
Okay.
And we have, Triad has two different councils. It's the SALT Council, seniors and law enforcement together. It is, it gives me goosebumps when I think about it. It is absolute, and it's here in our county. I'm sure that your listeners can check and see what you've got in your community.
Or start it.
Or start it. It is absolutely fabulous. Last year we had over 370 seniors in Brevard County that were gifted. And it was just absolutely fabulous. You know, everything from house shoes to robes to jogging suits to
lotions. Little radios and CD players, little mini things, and lotions and socks. And
some of the retirement communities, the high rises, they got gift cards. They're given in canvas bags that have the logo of Senior Santa, and they're sponsored by area agencies that provide senior services, and it is with tissue in it, and it's just, it's a festive, and we do the bagging. It is just absolutely wonderful. At Senior Solutions, we have the senior senior tree. You can go on Triad's website and see the flyer here in Brevard County, and it is just, I had the opportunity to dress up in a red little outfit. Not a little outfit. That sounds a little bit.
I was going to say, where are we
outfit,
going here?
and give, pass out some of the things years ago. And I got back in the car and I just cried because it was, it was absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
And one of the little ladies goes, it's Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus is here. And I said, Santa sent this to you. And she opened up the bag and she said, gray, that's my favorite color.
Oh my.
And it was a gray sweater. We had lotion in there and some candy. And she hugged that sweater, and my heart just melted. And it was just, it's such, I get more out of it than they do. I mean, it is just, but it's a blessing. But the Senior Santa here, It is just, it's my favorite time of year.
Mm-hmm. So count me in.
Okay.
And I'm going to get some more information on that because clearly that's something we want to share on our website and share out for sure. Yeah. That is awesome. And I'm sure that that is available in other communities as well. So we'll find out if you just Google Senior Santas or if we need to go to a Council on Aging, if that's something that's...
Triad is the big...
In Brevard County.
Yeah, in Brevard County.
Okay, so we'll find out a little bit more on that so that other people and other communities can find it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. I'm already shopping in my head. So, yeah, that's amazing. I love that idea. I think we're going to go to break, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to talk more about the holidays.
Parish Healthcare, we believe in our community. We believe in keeping our community safe. We believe in the art of healing. We believe in healing patients, healing families, healing communities. We believe in the best and brightest working together for the common good. At Parish Healthcare, our team focuses on you as an individual because every life is a work of art to us. Parish Healthcare, where the art of healing comes to life. Visit parishhealthcare.com/healthaware for a free health risk assessment.
At Parish Healthcare, we believe every life is poetry in motion, motivated by strength and determination. As your bone, muscle, and joint healthcare partners, we believe in blending the art of healing with the science of medicine to keep your body in motion. We believe in healing patients, healing families, and healing communities. For a free orthopedic health assessment, visit parishhealthcare.com/ortho-aware. Parish Healthcare, where the art of healing comes to life.
Welcome back. We are still in the studio with Dr. Pam and Janet with Parish Healthcare, and we are talking about the holidays. So we were just talking about like gifts. What kind of gifts would you recommend buying seniors?
Well, you know, every January, my office gets box after box of candy, and seniors come in and say, I'm diabetic, and I got five boxes of chocolate for Christmas. So we often get asked, what do I give somebody who's older or somebody who has some memory loss? And we've kind of developed a whole lot of options. Now, gift cards have always been a favorite of ours.
Sure.
Now, of course, we're using a lot less restaurants and more just very practical. Grocery stores, with the idea of go buy yourself something a little nicer, something you wouldn't normally get yourself. Even the drugstores, which are practically like little gift shops, and gas cards, but anything, fast food, all those other kind of gift cards.
Yeah, and some of the restaurants, I mean, they deliver now. You've got also all the restaurants deliver now. So if you do get a gift card for a restaurant, use it. You know, don't squirrel it away. and lose it. Use it.
Yeah.
You know, have a little party there and enjoy something that you normally wouldn't eat.
Right. Yep. And I think even the food delivery, like Grubhub, I think they have gift cards. So you can order anything that maybe a food delivery. And I'm just throwing that out there. I don't typically buy. I'm not advocating Grubhub by any stretch, but maybe a food delivery service. That might be a good idea as well as far as a gift card.
Now, sometimes we get real creative with a gift basket. Like, okay, how about a kitchen gift basket with new dish towels because you can never have too many.
Right.
You know, better pot holders that are new, some little things for the kitchen. Or, you know, healthy things. If your loved one takes a lot of vitamins and supplements that are costly, we'll put them all in a little basket with some healthy dried fruit or something. Voila, something unique, something useful, something helpful that'll save some money.
Oh, you know what else? We talked about in a previous podcast, coloring books.
Oh, yeah, the adult coloring books are just, they're so relaxing, and it's okay to color out of the line.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be checking. You know, just have fun with it. You know, I got one from a friend, mailed me down one. I didn't feel good. She sent me this wonderful little gift basket that had the adult coloring book in it, colored pencils, and some crackers and some dried fruit and stuff. And it was just, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But my coloring book is next to my recliner with my colored pencils. And I just sit there and color. And I think of her.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she's hugging me when I do it. Mm-hmm. But it's just fun. And it's relaxing. I'm normally not a colorer.
Right.
But it just really, really is fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you know someone that's creative and, you know, go to one of the, go through the children's section at the drugstores or the department stores. There's all kinds of little neat things of just model cars. Anything that is going to be out of the norm for you. Puzzles. My mother loves puzzles. To me, they're the most frustrating thing I could ever come in contact with. But she loves puzzles. That's one good thing to do. Right. You know, something out of the box. Think out of the box.
Yeah. A lot of people are spending a lot of time with entertainment. They're watching TV. Get the box sets of I Love Lucy, Flip Wilson, Touched by an Angel, all these nice, uplifting, pleasant things. You know, all the Shirley Temple movies.
I would take the Shirley Temple.
And, you know, get those. That's a great gift.
Little House on the Prairie, just throwing that out there.
That, yeah, you can't go wrong.
You cannot go wrong with a little house. And I had a thought. What about, you know, you know some of the seniors are having dementia, or they're struggling with dementia, or they may be having signs of that. Do you recommend like memory games and things like that, or is that something that they may need to initiate on their own, or their caregiver needs to initiate with a conversation, or is that something you would buy as a gift?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. When I meet with caregivers in the office, that's something I advocate almost daily. I mean, daily. And initiate the first time I meet them, is you've got to keep that brain active.
Okay.
But don't make it too strenuous. Don't make it something that's going to be stressful for that loved one. You know, I'll hear caregivers say, well, you know, she reads. Or, you know, but is she just looking at the pages? Are they just words?
Yeah.
So, or she'll say, well, she doesn't read anymore. Well, it's because she doesn't, can't comprehend it. So make it about something that is going to be, that's going to stimulate the brain and make it something that's enjoyable. Uno, certain card games. You know, war, playing war, you know, the old children's game of playing war, something like that. But some of the card games that seniors have played for years, they can still play that. Dominoes, they love dominoes and because it's a, it's almost like it's a simple game and it's a challenging game and it's a fun game.
Now, what about solitaire? Is that a probably a good game?
It depends on the person.
Because you can play it by yourself. It's a card game, and it's addictive. I think it's addictive.
Again, you have to meet people where they are.
Right.
You know, is solitaire going to be frustrating, or is it going to be relaxing?
Okay, gotcha.
And sometimes you need the interaction with another person.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, but it's back to that look reading. Is it just words? Are they cheating on the solitaire? You know, which in the on the phone you can't really cheat.
Right.
But you know, it's one of those things to where that you know, but also keep in mind that if you've always played solitaire all those years, then it's the rhythm and you will continue to do it. You're not you're not breaking into new brain cells and challenging new brain cells. So you want to capture those moments and tap into new brain cells.
And yet you have to have a comfort level there. Like for the folks who used to read novels and then they started reading newspapers and magazines, I'm a big fan of Reminisce magazine.
Okay.
It's short stories like, you know, my first trip to the farm, our dairy, my first car. There's a big picture and a little paragraph about what life was like. And that stimulates the conversation. Dad, didn't you have one of these cars? What did our neighbors have? And we never say, well, do you remember? It's always, I remember going to the ice cream store with you. Reminisce also has books with themes like, you know, kid games or Christmases or, again, cars. And they're just great. You know, so we're talking memory games that aren't labeled memory games.
Right.
Because that's a little off-putting.
Right. And that's what I think I was kind of getting at with that question, is that you would get like some memory things as gifts, but mm-hmm. maybe not necessarily labeled as that.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
I actually have an activity guide that I give out, and it is just full of all kinds of things that caregivers can use for the person they love. Mm-hmm. You know, plant a dish garden, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, a potted, you know, a garden. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're here in Florida, so you can have a garden year round.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So a tomato plant. Yeah. If you've got, you know, if you have your loved, if your mom or dad always had a garden, mm-hmm. then you have a tomato plant. Mm-hmm. And they're in charge of that.
Right.
Planting lettuce in there. So mm-hmm. you've got a fresh salad and this sort of thing.
Yeah. Spices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, herbs, absolutely.
Herbs.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, or flowers.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that they're in charge of, mm-hmm. they can have pride in, mm-hmm. and they're responsible for, and it is so exciting for them to mm-hmm. see it grow. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had people say, well, I got mom a dog. Well, who's taking care of that dog?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't, keep in mind what you're doing, mm-hmm. you know, let it be thoughtful.
Right.
Don't get a little dog that mm-hmm. could run the risk of mom tripping over or mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. like that. But there's a lot of little neat things
right.
out there
right.
that can really mm-hmm. tap into the parts of the brain that mm-hmm. can keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
don't get something that's going to be too frustrating.
Yeah, yeah, we usually say companion animals, you know, grown up, even older mm-hmm. dogs or cats, rather than a kitten or a puppy that's mm-hmm. going to run around. Mm-hmm. And you have to recognize you might be the one taking care of it. You might have
right.
to do an automatic food dispenser, automatic mm-hmm. water dispenser, because anyone with memory loss might forget.
Right.
Might forget to let them out.
Right.
So take all of that mm-hmm. in mind.
Or yeah. they forget they fed them and feed them again. Mm-hmm. And yeah. then you've got an animal that's overfed, and mm-hmm. then they run into health problems as a result of that. So
right.
It's
yeah. With my dad had a dog. And we actually, and the heartbreaking thing for us is we actually had to take the dog away from him because mm-hmm. he wasn't properly taking her mm-hmm. out mm-hmm. and we did the automatic food and mm-hmm. water, so she was fine, and I was literally checking still every single day going over there, mm-hmm. but he wasn't properly letting her out anymore, and he was stepping in her
yeah.
feces and things like that, mm-hmm. so it was really hard taking her away mm-hmm. from him. That was one of the most heartbreaking things I had to do mm-hmm. because he loved her, but he can't mm-hmm. live like that.
It wasn't safe.
It wasn't safe for him or her.
Safe.
No. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that we really advocate in our office is safety.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you know, it's safety, safety, safety.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's always something to consider. And she wasn't, I mean, he had had her for years, so mm-hmm. it wasn't like a new dog, but when you're not taking her out mm-hmm. and yeah, so mm-hmm. it was becoming
Again,
an issue.
You have to use your head, not your heart. Mm-hmm. You're saying, I feel guilty because dad's always yeah. had a dog, so we want to get him a dog. Mm-hmm. No, you have to do what's right for
yeah.
both of them. And actually, we've had folks who said, mom or dad always liked cats, and they get one of these like robotic little cats
mm-hmm.
who lays there and purrs or stands
yeah.
up. And for some folks, that's enough because it's a symbol
mm-hmm.
of having a pet without the responsibility.
That is a really great idea. Yeah, that's a very great idea as well. So,
yeah.
So, you know, these are all amazing ideas for gifts that have gone beyond, you know, the sweater or, you know, whatever, you know.
The brooch.
something very simple, something that really actually kind of gives year round. I mean, it mm-hmm. is, you know, plants, it's a gift that I want to kind of call that keeps on giving. That's not,
well, for some
you know,
of us.
A virus. But I did want to, you know, caregivers, how can they take care of themselves
That's
over the holidays?
Huge.
Well, don't get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Make a list. And work your
list.
A short list. Don't, mm-hmm. you know, don't have like 14 lists and, you know, but keep a list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make your list of who you're going to be purchasing gifts for. You know, work your list.
Mm-hmm.
But make a list. Make a to-do list of things you need to do to prepare for the holiday. If by chance you are having, you know, you've got family here in town or family near you and you've got some people coming, have a mm-hmm. list, you know. Appoint someone to make grandma's cake and have them bring mm-hmm. it over, but work mm-hmm. your list.
Have a list of people that you can ask. All year long, people will ask caregivers, how can I help? What can mm-hmm. I do? A lot of people are bored. They would be thrilled to do all the Christmas baking
mm-hmm.
that you just can't do. Open your mouth and ask them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And learn to say, and I love this, learn to say this one word. It's the smallest word. No.
I was going to say, I knew this word was coming, right?
No. And, you know, and I tell my caregivers and folks that I talk to get a sticky note and write the word no, stick it on your calendar. And when someone asks you to participate in the, you know, in the cookie bake or make, you know, Aunt Bessie's 14-layer fruitcake that takes hours to make, say, well, let me check my calendar. And you come back and say, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. My calendar says I have to say no.
I love that.
And then, you know, they're not going to say, well, why not?
It just says no.
It just says no. I'm sorry, I can't do it. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you that recipe. And you can make it, and I'll be glad to have a slice of it, or whatever it may be. But just say no. It's okay. No one's going to ask you, well, why? Why can't you do it? I'm sorry. I have to say no.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we're not going to be asked, you know, because there aren't the church socials and the kids' Christmas play and the choirs and everything. But everything is a little harder. Shopping is a little harder.
Well, and there's also the expenses. You know, folks, their income may have changed.
Absolutely.
Because of employment. Seniors may be holding on to funds that because of fear that they may have to be placing their loved one in a facility. They may have had to hire help coming in. What we're seeing, too, is due to loved ones not being able to visit their loved ones in assisted living or long-term care, there may have been a decline in their mental status. So they may have had to tap into long-term care benefits or hire private duty care. And they're not getting a break at home. And so they are having to get long-term or getting private duty care. So financially, so all of those spending money has changed this year. It really has.
So really they need to be able to also say, I need help. So things that they are obligated or they need to do, reaching out and say, you know what, I need some help with this, would you please help me, versus just trying to like take the bull by the horns and run with it.
Right. Could you put my Christmas lights up for me? You know, just or just one Christmas light, or just could you put candles in the window for me? Caregivers need to give themselves a gift. You know, maybe it's a poinsettia on the kitchen table because that's Christmas. And they need to give themselves a break.
You know, it's interesting a lot of times if I'm at the grocery store and I see someone with a bouquet of flowers. I wonder if that's for them or if it's for someone else. Buy yourself a bouquet of flowers at the grocery store. They're fairly inexpensive. But put them on your table. Gift yourself something like that. You know, it will lift your spirits. And I love those cinnamon brooms they have at the grocery store. You know, I will, it's like, I just love going into a store when they've got the cinnamon brooms this time of year. Another thing you can do is get a little saucepan, put cinnamon sticks or just the ground cinnamon in there, and an orange peel. And simmer it. It says Christmas. It yells Christmas. It yells the holidays.
That's better than any candle.
It really is. And, it, you know, just make sure it doesn't boil dry or simmer dry. But it just, it smells wonderful. And I always have it going during the holidays. My mom does too, because it's something that it just says, I'm home and I'm hugged.
It gives you that little comfiness.
It really does.
Yeah.
And you can always add more cinnamon, take out the orange peels and put another one in there. Because oranges say, you know, we're in Florida, we have oranges all the time. But it just says the holidays.
Absolutely. And the buying the flowers for yourself, I think, is something really important. Because I do that every once in a while, not very often. But if I go in Publix and I see a particular bouquet that just is like sitting there, I'll grab them. And they bring so much joy. They're not fancy flowers. They're just some kind of mix of some sort. They're like $6, maybe 10 tops, but and they last a while.
They do. And cut the tips off.
Yeah,
and put the stuff
put them
in
on my kitchen counter, and they're just like this. I don't know.
Pick me up.
And I don't do it very often, but when I do it, it just makes me happy. And then, you know, when I get home, I get the question, "What's the flowers for?"
Why'd you get flowers?
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I just got them because I like them.
I'm celebrating me.
Yeah,
today.
I just mm-hmm. wanted to get some flowers.
Mm-hmm. Or you could make up a story.
Oh, some nice looking man got me. Mm-hmm. No, yes.
I was in the parking lot and a guy mm-hmm. walked up and handed me these flowers.
Exactly. So the holidays are going to be different. What do we do differently this year, anticipating in the next couple months? I mean, do we start making some changes now, or in anticipation of the holidays? What do you kind of think?
Yeah, I think something like this is helpful because mm-hmm. people who have done the same thing year after year are realizing, wait, things are going to be different. Mm-hmm. They don't have the tools quite yet. Mm-hmm. Listen to things. We have to say, read some mm-hmm. magazines and say, you know what, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. You know, and if it works, it works. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, oh, well, it was an imperfect, mm-hmm. perfect try.
Right.
But keep in mind, you need to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a holiday. You need to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying don't eat the cookie, mm-hmm. not eat the piece of pie or cake, mm-hmm. with a little bit of eggnog, but don't throw caution to the wind. Mm-hmm. You know, remember to, you know, go to your doctor, take your medication, exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, that gets rid of stress, mm-hmm. the stress of the holiday. Take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Remember your doctor's appointments, not only for your loved one, but also yourself. Mm-hmm. Some of the gyms have closed down. Mm-hmm. And I know some of the seniors, that was their gathering place. That was where they went to socialize. Mm-hmm. So they're not having that socialization, but you can still get out and walk. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lady in my neighborhood that rides her bike. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she's almost 80. Mm-hmm. She rides laps around my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's, so get out. You can walk, mm-hmm. ride a bike, but exercise. Mm-hmm. You get those endorphins going. Eat healthy. Take care of yourself, and remember that you are important. Give mm-hmm. yourself that gift of a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself and take care of the person you're caring for. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of the people in your life.
That's what we say. If something happens to you, what mm-hmm. happens to them? And then all of a sudden, people realize, oh, I do need a night's sleep. Mm-hmm. I do need a healthy diet. Mm-hmm. And again, just like that bouquet of flowers, instead of saying, well, I'm going to sit here and eat this plate of cookies, you know, buy some shrimp for shrimp cocktail, buy mm-hmm. some sparkling cider, something mm-hmm. that's a little pick-me-up, a little boost that says, mm-hmm. wow, I'm special.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And if you do have loved ones that are in assisted livings or any kind of senior community, start making some phone calls now mm-hmm. to find out what their plans are for Thanksgiving, for the, you know, the Christmas holidays, and just making those plans. And even if there's stuff that those communities maybe need help with, mm-hmm. on the volunteer to be proactive in that if you have the time to do it. That could be caroling on the outside of the community. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could participate in that. Anything that would bring joy to those that are inside those communities. So there's a lot of opportunity that might be available to you. But if you wait till the last minute, you might miss the boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, holiday cards. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody in the facility a card. And, mm-hmm. you know, and it that's something that they can put on their mm-hmm. nightstand, put on their dresser. And, mm-hmm. you know, whether it be a snowy scene, mm-hmm. The nativity mm-hmm. scene, even Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you could get a group from church, a group mm-hmm. from your community, you don't even need to know everybody's names. For privacy, you can just say, how many rooms do you have? Mm-hmm. We're going to send a card to room number 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. up to 56. Mm-hmm. Different cards. Mm-hmm. Cards are wonderful. Mm-hmm. And yet we've kind of gotten away from that. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it's time to get back into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I honestly, you know, after raising children, I always wanted my kids to really appreciate seniors. This is a great opportunity to have your kids color pick. They love to color. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but when my kids colored, I would always have these pictures and I'd put them above the refrigerator and I'm like, well, no, stop coloring. Because you get so many, but you can't not display them. So this is a great opportunity to have your kids color pictures and share them because they will love those pictures.
Oh, Janet.
They're so appreciated.
Triads sends Valentine's Day cards. Oh. We live to see those hand-colored Valentine's Day cards.
The children in the all the schools here in Brevard County, their art departments or the elementary schools, they make Valentine cards. And we go through them. And we distribute them to the nursing homes, assisted living facilities, Meals on Wheels. And it is absolutely so wonderful. We giggle. We laugh. We cry. They are so touching. And it is they're from those children's hearts.
Yeah. Kids love
glitter,
that.
Glitter, glitter, glitter. And it is just...
It's the art craft that keeps on giving.
Oh, my goodness. And the coloring. Some of them are out of the line. Some of them are so... I mean, we're talking about... You know, we know what they're going to college for, but it is just absolutely priceless.
Yeah.
And we've had some that we put in the during Christmas. We've had the children make them at Christmas as well to put in the senior Santa things. This year we're not going to, but you know, it is just absolutely.
We could color some, Janet.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I color out the lines.
I was you have your coloring book.
I do have my coloring book.
There you go. So
problem solved.
Exactly. Well, we are about out of time for this podcast episode. So I really want to thank you ladies for joining us today. Is there any last thoughts?
Well, I'd like to say enjoy your holiday. Okay. Don't forget that to make memories. You know, eat that piece of pumpkin pie. Enjoy your little cup of eggnog. But remember, it's a season. Don't forget the reason of the season. And don't forget to spend time with the loved ones. And, you know, happy holidays from us.
Yes, absolutely. Happy holidays from SeniorLivingGuide.com as well.
And remember, 2021 is coming and we're hoping it's a better year.
We're going to flip that switch,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And we will see you on our next episode.